The Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with our next guest. Our next guest is going to be a super, super duper experience. You guys better all hang on. We have got Victoria Labombe. She is on. She is a, well, she's going to teach me how to rock the room. Victoria, are you out there?
I'm right here.
Awesome. Well, you know, Bruce was supposed to be on with us. Bruce has got a client that's head is blowing up with an emergency problem, so I've got you all to myself.
Well, that's great. I've got you all to myself. I don't have to share you with Bruce. It's just a Jim Victoria moment.
Oh, it's going to be great. Now, let's talk about what you do, Victoria. A lot of folks down here might not be familiar with what you do. So let's start out with your core concept, the through line. It's core to your branding and your teaching. Could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Absolutely. Well, what I do, to answer your question right off the bat, is I work with executives, small business owners, entrepreneurs, elite thought leaders on the different techniques they can engage to rock the room, whether that's a consultative sales meeting, whether it's a staff, internal meeting, an external meeting with clients, a keynote, whatever type of presentation you have in mind, these are the core concepts. And the through line is really a theater term. It comes from Stanislavski, who is a theater artist, and it's the driving force behind a presentation. It's your intention, which we'll talk about as this conversation progresses. Because every presentation has a larger purpose behind it. And when you reconnect with that, it transforms everything.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it sounds like we're going to be connective throughout the show here then.
That's
really, really cool. I'm very excited. You know, whenever the music comes up, I just get rolling and I totally transform. And I guess that's sort of what you've got to transmit to people. If, for instance, they say they have stage fright, what do they do if they have stage fright?
Well, you know, stage fright is an interesting concept because it comes in part from just lack of preparation. I always say you're not scared, you're just unprepared.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like when you're having a dinner party and people are coming over. If you're not ready, you're scrambling. But if you're ready, it's exciting, and that's the place you want to be in when you're presenting.
Oh, you know, that's why I walk into the radio station and I never think I'm ever going to do it. And then I just take out all my notes, take out all my stuff, lay it on the counter, and voila, it all goes away. I feel prepared. Dave rolls the music. I put up my hands, and we get rolling. Now, we talked about the through line. What are the core elements to you of crafting a presentation or a performance? If you're either doing it with a consultant, an internal meeting, or a keynote speech, is it different?
Right. It is. There are different components in each one, but there are three elements that you're going to have in place, and they are structure, content, and delivery. You have to have great structure. You have to have great material content within it, and it has to have great delivery. You could have any two out of the three, but if you're missing the third, you will fail.
Oh, yeah, that's usually when I turn to my iPad and start doing that when the guy's up in the front trying to talk, or I go outside and start to network. You know, I always think when you're making a speech, I don't want to say you're competing with all the iPads out there, but it's certainly you've got, you know, if you're not having people tune away from them and tune into you, then you're just not doing your thing.
That's exactly it. You got it.
Now, what are some of the critical mistakes the presenters make? And let's start with, we already got one out of the way, lack of preparation.
Right, exactly. Lack of preparation is certainly one. Lack of a clear message, and that comes from preparation. Thinking, what is the one message I want to say? You know, a friend once said to me, it's a great question to ask anyone. If you had a chance to be on Oprah, what would your message be?
Oh,
what
my
would your
gosh.
One message be? Now, that goes back to the through line. So what's your one core message to the world? But then in any given presentation, if you were to sum it up, so you want to be very clear about what the transformation is that you are trying to have happen. Where are they and where are you trying to get them to? What is the offer? What is the promise? So you've got to get clear on your message. And then the second biggest mistake I see across the board for sales professionals, consultants, lawyers, service providers is that they focus too much on the information they're going to deliver and not enough on the experience they want to create.
Well, I got to tell you is that I've been to a lot of speeches and I don't really remember a lot of what they said, but the people that were memorable that touched me, and I'll just throw one out, Bill Clinton. You know, there's a lot of memorable presentations and speeches, good and bad, that I remember because of the experience I had.
That's exactly exactly right. I mean, think of that the way you've designed this radio show. It's just fantastic. You've got music, you've got commercials, it's got pizzazz. If it was just all information, people would tune out very quickly, and the same is true for a presentation.
Oh, the guys at the
Jim, your own performance.
Oh, yeah. The guys at the station always tell me that the people just listen because they're ready for me to have a meltdown, and they just want to hear me. Oh, Dave is cracking up now. He's going, yes, I know, Dave. I know, Dave. People can't see the gesture I'm making towards you right now. It's a loving one, of course.
Yes, I'm sure.
Now, hey, you know, let's say somebody's getting ready. They've got 24 hours to prep for a meeting. You know, their boss got sick. These guys have to, somebody has to step in. How do you do a presentation in 24 hours or less?
That's a great question. You know, it depends on how much preparation you already have. Let's just say, you said, Jim, you get your materials out. So you want to go through a series of steps. You want to evaluate your opportunity. How much time do you have? 5 minutes, 50 minutes? You want to collect your assets. And then you want to focus, as I said, on the experience. You want to think, what's the experience I'm trying to create? So you want to look at your opportunity. You want to collect your assets. You want to create the experience. And then you want to add a couple other components. I'll address two here. One of them is be very clear about what I call first and final. How do you begin? How do you end? The second is be very clear about having a full spectrum. Think of a prism with all the colors, a full spectrum of content, so it's not all one color. So you've got stories, anecdotes, facts, demonstrations, graphs, images, photos. You want to get as many different types as you can so that you can hit different learning mechanisms within your audience.
Oh, that's just awesome. And it all really touches on the fact that there's all these different sensory perceptions that people can have. And the more of those that you can activate, the more memorable I think things are. Is that correct?
Right. That's right. And when you talked a moment ago about what presentations you remember, if we went back to your Bill Clinton reference or any others that our listeners have, what you remember are those experiential elements, the visuals, the story. No one comes up to a speaker 3 years after a presentation and says, I loved your third point on leadership.
Oh,
they
no.
Will
and
say,
in fact,
I love the story you told
about
raking leaves with your son.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my thing with Bill Clinton, it was when he came back from I don't know where, and I don't remember what he talked about. I do remember where it was, but I can only tell you that when that guy leaned over after I rushed the front while he was leaving and he leaned over and shook a few hands, that was one of the most memorable experiences that I've ever had. And I know that Dave, he has an experience very similar. You know, Dave was the last person to shake hands with JFK. But that's a story for another day. Dave, when it's your last day, we'll talk to you about your famous meeting. Dave's giving me the high five. It is really interesting. You'd have to go find his Facebook page to see the photo. But listen, you know, you do a lot of training out there. I know you've got something coming up in January in San Francisco, the Elite Group Experience, rocking the room. Tell me a little bit about that and maybe a couple of the other events you got going on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we have a lot of people who want to work privately, and we don't always have the time for that. But what we did decide to do is put together a special, special experience for people who want to save a little money and have an amazing day and a half. So it's January 9th and 10th in San Francisco, limited to 12 people. We have 10 slots sold, so we only have two spots left. But it's a chance to take your presentation communication skills to a whole new level, fun, interactive. And we have an incredible group.
Yeah, you know, I've found that my experience with these types of things is magnified significantly when I'm in a group because, let's face it, most of the people that go out there and do the speaking and do the activities, if you're in the business world, you're kind of an outlier in the gray business world. My favorite comedy thing of all time about business was Buddy Hackett in the restaurant, and all he kept saying is, yes, you with the charcoal gray shirt, you with the charcoal gray pants, you with the charcoal gray hat, you with the charcoal gray hands. Would you like some charcoal for lunch? That's the majority of the business world. Quiet and just ready to go to war.
Exactly. Yeah, and what makes a group environment so profound, you know, quite frankly, I used to think privates were better, but having run a number of these group events, if I say something to someone in the group and I give them advice, it's one thing for them to hear it directly from me, but when 10 other people are nodding their head saying, oh, yes, 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 it's so much better when you did it this way versus that way, that impact is tremendous. So.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I personally feed off an audience of one, Dave, you know, but he's terrific. He's awesome. You know, my first show I did with Dave, I made him run out of the room because I was so aggressive and over the top. But since then, we've kind of found our little niche. He's going to be leaving the program. I'm crying alligator tears, Dave. Listen, we're going to leave everybody with the thought of me crying alligator tears. We're going to be right back after this break. We're going to have Dr. Nemeroff on, Dr. Charles Nemeroff. He is the head of the psychology and behavioral science Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk about how to work off the holiday stress, and then we're going to come back with Victoria. We're going to talk about some of the things that she does that can help you be a success in the room while you make presentations. Victoria, thanks so much for holding on through the U Health segment. We'll be right back at you, and this has been great so far.